Sit down, all of you. They raided us for fire. They're having fun. But the... Ralph was puzzled by the shutter that flickered in his brain. There was something he wanted to say. Then the shutter had come down. But the... They were regarding him gravely, not yet troubled by any doubts about his sufficiency. Ralph pushed the idiot hair out of his eyes and looked at Piggy. But the... Oh, the fire, of course. The fire. He started to laugh, then stopped, and became fluent instead. The fire's the most important thing. Without the fire, we can't be rescued. I'd like to put on war paint and be a savage, but we must keep the fire burning. The fire's the most important thing on the island, because...
Because...
He paused again, and the silence became full of doubt and wonder. Piggy whispered urgently,
"Rescue!"
"Oh, yes. Without the fire, we can't be rescued. So we must stay by the fire and make smoke." When he stopped, no one said anything. After the many brilliant speeches that had been made on this very spot, Ralph's remarks seemed lame, even to the Littlans. At last, Bill held out his hands for the conch.
"Now we can't have the fire up there. Because we can't have the fire up there, we need more people to keep it going. Let's go to this feast and tell them the fire's hard on the rest of us. And then hunting and all that, being savages, I mean, must be jolly good fun."
Sam Nerick took the conch. "That must be fun, like Bill says. And as he's invited us to a feast, meat crackling. Oh, I could do with some meat."
Ralph held up his hand. "Why shouldn't we get our own meat?" The twins looked at each other. Bill answered,
"We don't want to go in the jungle."
Ralph grimaced.
"He, you know, goes. He's a hunter. They're all hunters. That's different."
No one spoke for a moment. Then Piggy muttered to the sand, "Meat." The Littlans sat solemnly thinking of meat and dribbling. Overhead, the cannon boomed again, and the dry palm fronds clattered in a sudden gust of hot wind.
"You are a silly little boy," said the Lord of the Flies. "Just an ignorant, silly little boy."
Simon moved his swollen tongue, but said nothing.
"Don't you agree?" said the Lord of the Flies. "Aren't you just a silly little boy?"
Simon answered him in the same silent voice.
"Well then," said the Lord of the Flies, "you'd better run off and play with the others. They think you're batty. You don't want Ralph to think you're batty, do you? You like Ralph a lot, don't you? And Piggy? And Jack?"
Simon's head was tilted slightly up. His eyes could not break away, and the Lord of the Flies hung in space before him.
"What are you doing out here all alone? Aren't you afraid of me?"
Simon shook.
"There isn't anyone to help you. Only me. And I'm the beast."
Simon's mouth labored, brought forth audible words.
"Pig's head on a stick.
Fancy thinking the beast was something you could hunt and kill," said the head.
For a moment or two, the forest and all the other dimly appreciated places echoed with the parody of laughter.
"You knew, didn't you? I'm part of you. Close, close, close. I'm the reason why it's no go. Why things are what they are."
The laughter shivered again.
"Come now," said the Lord of the Flies. "Get back to the others, and we'll forget the whole thing."
Simon's head wobbled. His eyes were half closed, as though he were imitating the obscene thing on the stick. He knew that one of his times was coming on. The Lord of the Flies was expanding like a balloon.
This is ridiculous. You know perfectly well you'll only meet me down there, so don't try to escape.
Simon's body was arched and stiff. The Lord of the Flies spoke in the voice of a schoolmaster.
This has gone quite far enough. My poor misguided child, do you think you know better than I do?
There was a pause.
I'm warning you. I'm going to get waxy. Do you see? You're not wanted. Understand? We are going to have fun on this island. Understand? We are going to have fun on this island. So don't try it on, my poor misguided boy, or else.
Simon found he was looking into a vast mouth. There was blackness within, a blackness that spread.
Or else, said the Lord of the Flies, we shall do you. See? Jack and Roger and Morris and Robert and Bill and Piggy and Ralph. Do you see?
Simon was inside the mouth. He fell down and lost consciousness.